Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Welcome to the edition of the Preacher and the Miracle Man show here on this Monday, August 6th. And by the way, I am sorry for the little bit of a late start. However, I am happy to be with you. We have a boatload of things to get to today. A boatload of stuff. I was just getting my headphones on. But as I was saying a minute ago, I have a boatload of stuff to get to today. I went to the Saginaw Fair this weekend. I'm going to talk a little bit about that. Reminder to vote this weekend. I mean, vote tomorrow. For those of you who live in Michigan, we're going to continue reading in Joshua. I'm going to read Joshua 8 tonight, and then Hebrews 11. The first two verses of Hebrews 12, as is normal for us on the show. Sports, we got Tigers to talk about. My personal opinion on the whole Urban Meyer saga and Lions preseason starting this week. So, lots of things to get to. I'm going to start off with first that 50th anniversary McDonald's coin, Big Mac coin that I told you about. Well, I got the coin on Thursday. I came here to the McDonald's at 1711 South Saginaw Road, right where I am right now. And I come in Thursday morning and I say, "So do you guys still have the Big Mac coins?" And they said, "Yes, we do." And then I say, "Well, then I will have a Big Mac and a Coke with no ice." And I got that. Sure enough, I got the coin. It was cool. And then tonight for Mac Monday, I had a Big Mac that I didn't have to pay for because I used the coin. And then the large fry and a large Coke with no ice. What is the one bummer thing about this whole thing is that the coin is actually a currency. It is not something you get to have as a keepsake. I wonder if any McDonald's still have those coins. I hope one does, because it'd be really cool to have one and just keep it, because it was a really cool thing. Very cool thing. That McDonald's coin thing. Yes, I can, by the way, still taste the wonderful saltiness of America's favorite fry. That I got with my free Big Mac. And I still have my delicious Coca-Cola, which is always very delicious, every time. You know, I've always thought of something. Sometimes Dr. Pepper is good and fizzy. Other times Dr. Pepper isn't anywhere near as fizzy. I think it depends on the fountain. I really do. So, Preacher Man, if you're listening, that's something to think about. And maybe you can message me or let me know if that's something you've noticed too or if it's just me. Because even though I do drink a Dr. Pepper once in a while, more often than not, it's because I'm somewhere where Pepsi is being served. And I'm not a Pepsi guy. But on this show, we've changed it up so that it's not Coke versus Pepsi. It's Coke versus Dr. Pepper. Because I love my Coke. But Preacher Man loves his Dr. Pepper. And so I've tried to come up with a couple of really good liners. One was the one I used about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago. With baseball season, I said, the Coke goes up to bat, he hits a grand slam. The Dr. Pepper goes up to bat, and it got tagged out on third base. And we have fun with it. We have fun with it. You know? And I know he can handle it. Whatever liners I choose to throw. And I know I'll handle whatever he decides to throw. Like sometimes they'll tell me, one time he told me he had a 52-ounce thing of Dr. Pepper right next to him in his truck. And at one point I said, sent him an audio thing on my birthday, and I said, I got 144 ounces of Coca-Cola, vanilla flavored, sitting on my lap. You know what it was? It was a 12-pack of vanilla Coke. So I think I outdid him there, too, because he had 52 ounces. I had 144 ounces. I actually did the math to verify. Because 12, 144. Yep. But it was awesome. Now, Saginaw County Fair. I went to the Saginaw County Fair on Saturday. And let me tell you, it was very warm out. I get to the fair, and of course, at this fair, you got to pay to get in. It was $15, but it would include your rides. It includes your rides. So we get up to the gate thing. This guy, the person I'm with, gives the money. But this guy, he gives me a badge that says fair guest. And he puts it on me. So we get in. They tell someone something about the rides. And they're like, oh, the rides? Oh, you got to have a wristband. I'm like, okay. And then back at the gate, the lady says, you got to pay $15 for the wristband thing. And she explains something, and the guy's like, and the guy says, go get him a wristband. person goes back and gets me a wristband, and sure enough, I didn't have to pay nothing to get in that fair. Which worked out actually really good because of that heat, several different rides that I wanted to go on were closed. But I did get on some really good rides, very good rides. My favorite being Extreme. I liked the Pirate Ship, was awesome. The Himalaya was the fastest Himalaya I've ever been on, even though it didn't go backwards. The Pirate Ship, which was a very good pirate ship. And then Zero Gravity, which I thought was on par with the other Zero Gravities I've been on. However, Zipper was closed. Something happened, and then we never saw the Ring of Fire going. Otherwise, I would have went on that because I love me some riding on the Ring of Fire whenever I go to a midway that has it. I really do. And speaking of midways, Midland Fair is next week. And I hope that we got some better rides for us because I'm ready for some good rides. More good rides, I should say. The midway provider at this event, Saginaw Fair, was Big Rock Amusement. Here's what I would like to know. Where was Air Flyer? That is Big Rock's. Apparently, it's like their biggest ride. Like, it's a super spectacular, almost 100 feet tall. We didn't find it. So, I don't know where it was. Maybe it was there, maybe it wasn't. But I'd really like to know where the Air Flyer was, because I would have gladly rode it. But Big Rock put together an awesome show. They were nice workers. And I was glad to get to go to that carnival. And by the way, not having to pay a dime when I expected to pay 15. Now, keep in mind that Midland Fair, the only way you get to only pay $15 is if you go on a couple certain days, but you only have 5 hours to use all the rides. But all other times, our fare is $25 to ride rides. You don't get to go into the grandstand for that rate or any of that, which you would at Saginaw. And at Midland, you got to pay to park your car, unlike at Saginaw. So, those are some differences. Midway provider for Midland Fair is North American Midway Entertainment. I will talk more about Midland Fair, though, next week. As I said earlier, I got a bunch of other stuff to get to tonight. Lot of stuff, not enough show, as they say. But now, I want to talk to you guys about something very important. Spot America. Now, normally, I don't talk about politics at all on the show. I normally don't. Tonight, I do want to encourage you if you live in Michigan, please go vote tomorrow. If you don't know where to vote, go to michigan.gov/vote. You can give them your birth date, your birth month and birth year. And then it'll show you whether, and you give them your first and last name, and it'll show you whether or not you're registered. I did it today just to give it a test run. This was the first time I tried it. I put in my name, put in my thing, my birth date, birth year, and it showed me, yes, I was registered to vote. Then I put in my zip code and then told me where my voting precinct was. I will not tell you where my precinct is, however, for privacy. I will say this. As you're voting, think about what you want the next few years to be like in Michigan. We're going to vote on various proposals. Different parts of Michigan will vote on different proposals. Part of what's at stake is the primary for the governor here of Michigan. We got a bunch of different people on the Republican side and a bunch of different people on the Democratic side. So whoever wins the most Republican votes gets on the Republican for the governor. Whoever gets the most Democratic votes tomorrow gets on the Democratic for the governor. And then, of course, as you know, in November will be the major election. But this one is still really important because, and then all of those who are in Congress is at stake in this in November. And if we get the wrong people into power, bad things can happen. And so that's the reason why, if you live in Michigan, please go vote. Oh, and by the way, you got friends and you guys live in the same neighborhood, why not just pick them up and go vote together? You can say, I'll pick you up a certain time. We'll go get a coffee or something, and we'll go vote. And so, cool thing. And you can say all the stuff you want to about my vote doesn't matter. I'm just one voice. What difference does it make? Oh, by the way, the other party will probably win. Hey! The other party will win? That's negative thinking. Every vote does count. It really does. So we have a voice. So Michiganians or Michiganders, I forgot what that law thing said. We officially are, whether we're Michiganians or Michiganders. But at any rate, if you're registered to vote, go vote tomorrow, please. Go do it. I'm going to do it. So my hope is that you will also do it and we'll get our voices heard. I have it strong on me right now to pray over America. So let's do that. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this great United States of America. I take a minute right now in the middle of this broadcast to pray over this country. I thank you that you know who should be in office and who shouldn't be in office. And thank you, Lord, that we will do our homework. We will do our homework. Research to the candidates to make sure that we vote accordingly, according to you, God, so that we can best know who we need to vote for if we live in Michigan tomorrow. So, Lord, your word says, if my people would humble themselves and pray, seek my face, humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, that you'd hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And I thank you, Lord God, that we will do our part tomorrow in that at the ballot box. And I thank you that you will show us how we should be voting tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, parents, listen to me for a minute. You got kids that are under 18 in the house? Maybe you got some elementary kids? This would be a great time to explain to them about voting and what it's about and how we vote really impacts a lot of areas in our lives. That how you vote on certain proposals, like in your county, can impact the quality of police and fire, and it goes all the way up to the White House and Congress. So it's really important that you're having your voice heard by voting. And it's a good time to teach your kids why we vote. And every year, we graduate a few million either new voters or about to turn 18 and be able to vote. And prayerfully, you will be taught your ways. And so, if you live in Michigan, please go vote tomorrow. And for timing, polls are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. So, for example, if you live in that little corner of the state in the UP that's in central time zone, your poll will open at 7 a.m. central, not 6 o'clock central. And then at night, if you live in the part of Michigan that is in central time zone, your polling place will close at 8, not 7. So it's based on 8 o'clock local time. Or in our case over here, so when it's 8 o'clock, for example, in the far northwest corner of the UP, when it's 8 o'clock there, it's 9 o'clock here. but it's just something to keep in mind, you know, that voting hours are 7 to 8, so, yep, they try to really keep it flexible so you can vote before or after work or on your lunch break. So, get your voice heard. Go out there and vote. Please. And research your candidates first so you know what you're doing, so you're not guessing. You've got to know where your candidates stand on the issues. And that is it for politics on my show tonight. That is it for politics on my show tonight. Now, this weekend, I go up to my grandpa's. I went up to my grandpa's this past weekend, Thursday night, Friday, Saturday morning, and we went up there. In the process, we went to Ludington Beach, and we had a nice time. Me, Mom, my cousin's daughter, Nicolette, my cousin, Sarah, and her son, Elijah. We had a real fun time in Ludington, as I love that beach a lot. I think it's my favorite beach in the state of Michigan. Those waves are amazing. There are a lot of people there. You got white sand, totally white sand. So that is just awesome. And they have a nice pier that you can go on up there. And it's really pretty. Now, I also went to this place in Reed City called the Truck Wagon. They have donuts that are the size of my face, literally. They have donuts the size of my face there. And quite a few different varieties. And so I got some of them, and many different flavors. They got various different donuts and cinnamon rolls for your pleasure. And, of course, you get to choose what you want. It's called the H&D Chuck Wagon in Reed City, Michigan. Located on US 10, just over a mile east of US 131. And they also have great food. My mom got an omelet that she really enjoyed from there, and I tried part of the toast. And there's something about that toast is just totally fresh, homemade, amazing. The good old home-style food. Also, on the way back to Midland Saturday morning, stopped at Country Cook Stove Bakery, which is located on South Everhart Road in the Amish country portion of Clare County. I don't want to say it's like the city of Clare, because Clare's not huge, but I got myself some those whoopie pies, a couple oatmeal, a couple chocolate, and then one of those deep fried, and that turnover pie deep fried thing was delicious. Really enjoyed it. I can't wait for the oatmeal whoopie pies to start. Pumpkin whoopie pies to start up, and those things are delicious. Also, Friday night for dinner, ate at a restaurant called Pibb's over in Leroy, Michigan. Just a short drive off US 131, a little bit to the north of Reed City. We had a delicious dinner. Me and Mom shared it. 4 pieces of fish, fries, applesauce for $9.50. Delicious food. Awesome. Excuse me, some of the better fish I've had. To top it off, one of the sweetest waitresses I've met in a long time. And the reason I tell you guys about these businesses, I tell you about them because they have great, great food. I also tell you about them so that if you're going on vacation somewhere, or you're just looking to get on a Dodge, maybe to go pick up some sweet treats or something, you can kind of know where to go. And these are all family-run businesses. All 3 of the ones I just said. And they have great food at great prices. All 3 of them do. And by the way, those big donuts I told you about, it's only $2.50 for one of those donuts. $2.50 for a donut the size of my face. $2.50. That's it. I don't know how you can get a better deal than that. I really don't. But delicious stuff. Support these local businesses if you're on a road trip, please. Well, we're glad you did. And when I pray sponsors to come on and help with this show, what I'm talking about is individuals would like to help, as well as like businesses who would like to sponsor my show somehow. And as I've said before, it could be anything. Could be a laundry place, window washers, contractors, restaurants, local or nationally at the local level, which means maybe like McDonald's of Central Michigan would want to help, maybe. Or maybe, like I said, Country Cook Stove Bakery. Or maybe Railside in Sanford. Or as I've said, I'm open to anything. Any kind of sponsorship. Folks, I'm going to really quickly give the phone number and do the quick explanation about the show tonight, because I want to have the time to read in the Bible and exhort good, and then be able to delve a bit into the sport. As I said, Tigers, what happened this weekend and what's next? my opinion on Ohio State. And then Lions starting preseason. So, so I will start the explanation on the show right now. So, folks, if you have friends and family who are interested in this great show and what we're doing, you can tell them how they can be a part of it. In fact, I strongly encourage you to tell them how they can be a part of it. As we're believing to grow this audience. So here's what you can tell prospective listeners. You go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, that website is blogtalkradio.com, all one word. You'll see, when you get on the website, you'll see a search bar. In the search bar, you type in Upfront Entertainment. Once again, that is Upfront Entertainment. And then after that, you type that in, you'll see a link you can click on. The link will take you to our channel. Our channel is called Living Large. And we've done over 185 episodes now on the show. And so it's awesome. We've been doing it. We're going and blowing. And we're having a blast doing it. And so get on there. And when you're on there, hit that like button, please, that follow button. Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to get notified when we get ready to do a show. For example, tomorrow night at 6:30. By the way, that will be promptly at 6:30. Will be my another show. Wednesday night at 6:30, same thing. We're going to have another show. And all of these shows we do are archived. That's part of the beauty of this. So you miss an episode, you can go back and listen later. And that's the cool thing about this technology. And you want to know something we always say? We always say it is a very smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Always. Now, we also have a telephone number that you can call us at and talk to me about basically anything you want to talk about, except for politics. You want to talk politics, I'm going to tell you to pray for those of authority over you, as the Bible says. And I'm going to tell you to vote, which those of us who live in Michigan, we do that. Come on. Come on, Josh. Supposed to act like one of the audience. Josh, when do we vote? We vote tomorrow. Those of us who live in Michigan, we vote tomorrow. So, please do your part in that. But we're going to tell you to pray, and we're going to tell you to vote if you call in and want to talk politics. Now, the phone number to get in on the show is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that telephone number is 215-383-3810. Please listen for the prompts, and then when you hear the prompt that says call into the live show, press one. And then Josh will let me know that we got a caller calling in. I'm gonna say okay and let you in and let you talk to me. And as I said, we can talk about basically whatever you want to talk about. Now, I'm going to pray. Then we're going to open up the Word of God for a little bit. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for the show tonight. I thank you that you bless these listeners who have decided to be a part of this program tonight, wherever they may be, however they may be listening. Thank you that you bless them for giving up their time to join us, to join in. Thank you that they are ready to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, uncompromised Word of God. I thank you that their heart is receptive and their mind is alert, as today they will be taught the Word of God. Amen. Thank you that they will learn something from you, and they will never be the same. Never, never, never. Never, never, never. And I thank you, Father, that you will use me tonight as an oracle of you. I thank you, Lord, that you are showing me right now as I'm praying exactly what to say. I've been prepping, but you're still talking. And I thank you, Lord, that you would help me to do, to say what you would have me say as I exhort tonight. And I thank you that they will receive whatever is given, even if it hurts. Now, Lord, I thank you for the show. Thank you that your hand is on it. And you'll continue to use it in by great means, Lord. I confess over the show that great sponsors will line up and get on board with me, whatever they are. I thank you that finances will come onto the show. I thank you that new equipment comes into the show. I thank you that a great increase in audience comes to the show. And I thank you that a big influx of souls come into this kingdom from my show, through this show, the Miracle Man Show. Hundreds of souls, thousands of souls, every time I do a broadcast, many people will give their lives to you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Now, you brought your Bible. You have your Bible with you. Open it up, please, to Joshua chapter 8. Amen. Joshua chapter 8. And we're going to study the word for a little while tonight. So it's 7:22, but we're doing okay. But nonetheless, I'm just going to get to where I want to be. And we'll study. And while I am turning in my Bible, just want to encourage you, basically, whatever I do here at McDonald's for the next few minutes, you do wherever you are. So if I'm singing, you sing. As I'm opening my Bible, you study with me. If I pray, you pray. That's how we're doing this. Amen. Don't be a spectator. Be a participant. So, if you're going to participate, you should be in Joshua chapter 8, verse 1. Now, I'm going to begin reading, and you just go ahead and catch up to me. It starts here saying, "Then the Lord said to Joshua, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." That's powerful right there. I could stop right there and preach. One of these days, I'm going to exhort a bit on discouragement, getting free from discouragement. But right now, I'm going to keep reading. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Take the whole army with you and go up and attack Ai. For I have delivered into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. Verse 2. You shall do to Ai and its king just as you did to Jericho and its king, except that you may carry off their plunder for livestock and for yourselves. Set an ambush behind the city. So Joshua and the whole army moved out to attack Ai. He chose 30,000 of his best fighting men and sent them out at night with their with these orders. Listen carefully. You are to set an ambush behind the city. Do not go very far from it. All of you, but no all of you, be on the alert. I and all these with me will advance on the city, and when the men come out against us, as they did before, we will flee from them. They will pursue us until we have lured them away from the city, and they will say, they are running away from us as they did before. So when we flee from them, you are to rise up from ambush and take the city. The Lord your God will give it into your hand. When you have taken the city, set it on fire. Do what the Lord has commanded. See to it. You have my orders. Then Joshua sent them off, and they went to the place of ambush and lay in wait between Bethel and Ai, to the west of Ai. But Joshua spent the night with the people. Early the next morning, Joshua mustered his men, and he and the leaders of Israel marched before them to Ai. The entire force that was with him marched up and approached the city and arrived in front of it. They set up camp north of Ai with the valley between them and the city. Joshua had taken about 5,000 men and sent them in ambush between Bethel and Ai, to the west of the city. They had the soldiers taken up their possessions. All those in the camp to the north of the city and the ambush to the west of it. That night, Joshua went into the valley. When the king of Ai saw this, he and all the men of the city hurried early in the morning to meet Israel in battle at a certain place overlooking the Arabia. But he did not know that an ambush had been sent against him behind the city. Joshua and all Israel let themselves be driven back before them, and they fled towards the desert. All the men of Ai were called to pursue them, and they pursued Joshua and were lured away from the city. Not a man remained in Ai or Bethel who did not go after Israel. They left the city open and sent in pursuit of Israel. Then the Lord said to Joshua, hold out towards Ai the javelin that is in your hand, for I didn't say for, I'm not golfing, I'm reading the Bible. For into your hand I will deliver the city. So Joshua held out his javelin toward Ai. As soon as he did this, the men in the ambush rose quickly from their position and pushed forward. They entered the city and captured it and quickly set it on fire. The men of Ai looked back and saw the smoke of the city rising against the sky. But they had no chance to escape in any direction. For the Israelites who had been fleeing toward the desert had turned back against their pursuers. So when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city and that smoke was going up from the city, they turned around and attacked the men of Ai. The men of the ambush also came out of the city against them, so that they were caught in the middle with Israel. With Israelites on both sides. Israel cut them down, leaving them neither survivors nor fugitives. But they took the king of Ai alive and brought him to Joshua. When Israel had finished killing all the men of Ai in the fields and in the desert, where they had chased them, and when every one of them had been put, all of the Israelites returned to Ai and killed those who were in it. 12,000 men and women fell that day, all the people of Ai. For Joshua did not draw back the hand that held out his javelin until he had destroyed all who lived in Ai. Israel did carry off for themselves the livestock and plunder of this city, as the Lord had instructed Joshua. So Joshua burned Ai and made it a permanent heap of ruins, a desolate place to this day. He hung the king of Ai on a tree and left him there until evening. At sunset, Joshua ordered them to take his body from the tree and throw it down at the entrance of the city gate. And they raised a large pile of rocks over it, which remains to this day. Then Joshua built on Mount Ebal an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded the Israelites. He built it according to what is written in the book of the law of Moses. an altar of uncut stones on which no iron tool had been used. They offered to the Lord burnt offerings and sacrificed fellowship offerings. There in the presence of the Israelites, Joshua copied on stones the law of Moses, which he had written. All Israel, aliens and citizens alike, with their elders, officials, and judges, were standing on both sides of the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, facing those who carried it. The priests, who were Levites, half of the people stood in front of Mount Gerizim and held with them in front of Mount Ebal, as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had formerly commanded when he gave instructions to bless the people of Israel. Afterward, Joshua read all the words of the law, the blessings and the curses, just as it is written in the book of the law. There was not a word of all that Moses had commanded that Joshua did not read to the whole assembly of Israel, including the women and children and the aliens who lived among them. All right. I see it's 25-8. Not going to read Hebrews 11 tonight as I normally would, but I will do that tomorrow. However, I am going to exhort. Right off the get-go in Joshua chapter 8, God tells Joshua, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go up. Go take possession of Ai, the city and its land. And then Joshua takes his men, 30,000 people. Now he takes a ton of people up there to Ai, and they totally annihilate the city. Kill everyone that's in there. And they totally destroyed it. They were victorious. They took the livestock this time, and God allowed them to take it this time. But Ai, that is that town that the Israelites have lied to Joshua about, as we had discovered on Wednesday, or in our last broadcast, our last show. And I explained a little bit about that and Achan's sin. By the way, please go back and listen to that if you missed that show. But God told Joshua, I have given you this land. Go up and take possession of it. Some of us have an AI or certain things that we're supposed to go take possession of, and we haven't taken it yet. Maybe it's a certain business. Maybe it's a certain opportunity. Something else. But they destroyed AI because AI was wicked. And they totally just ambushed it. Big time. And God blessed Joshua and the Israelites this time. He was with them. And he was not afraid. He was not discouraged. By the way, I said I wasn't going to deal that much with discouragement tonight. I said I wasn't going to talk about this discouragement, but I just felt something in the inside of me. I know it was God saying that I should talk about it for a little bit. So, guess what? I'm going to be obedient and talk about discouragement. You know, we all go through stuff, and sometimes we face some things. Sometimes we might always make the mark. Sometimes maybe you didn't pass the test. Maybe you didn't do the certain thing the way the boss wanted it done. Or something else new. Hey, that doesn't mean you should be discouraged or battle fatigued. So if you're told, you know, rather than be discouraged, let the Lord encourage you. And if you're feeling discouraged about some things, God wants to help you. He really does, because He cares about you. He cares about you. And if maybe on some things you're not exactly making the mark, or maybe you are doing good, but for whatever reason, you still feel so discouraged. You know, God wants you, if you're feeling this heavy discouragement, you got to curse that stuff to the ground. Discouragement has no place in me. I am free from this discouragement. And I ask you, Lord, to encourage me instead. And take this discouragement away from me. Because if you let that discouragement stay in you, you know what it can give birth to? Depression. Depression's terrible. You don't want that. Oh, no, 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 no. There's the three D's. Disappointment, discouragement, depression. We're all going to get disappointed at times. You know, things happen. A lot of times we might get discouraged. But God doesn't want you to be discouraged. He wants you to be encouraged. Yeah. Discouragement is terrible. You really do not want discouragement. The try levels of it. You really don't want it. And God wants to help us. He really does. Because He loves us. And you go to God and tell Him you're discouraged, He'll help you. And you want to know what? They were not afraid. Those Israelites, they were afraid. No, excuse me. They were brave. They were brave. They didn't act like little cowards. You go into a situation like that, AI, and you just act like a coward, you're gonna get a whipping. As the previous Israelites that tried it, in the previous chapter, they got given a whipping by people, by AI. When they had told Joshua, oh, you don't have to send too many of us. There's not that many people in AI. Oh, that's nothing. But they lied. And guess what? They got whipped by AI, annihilated. You could say it'd be like one of those 66-0 football games that I've seen before. I was actually at one of those games once where that was the final score, only this was a lot worse. And there was like injuries and people died, and it was not a pretty sight. But then Israel totally ended up destroying completely AI. And they were victorious. You can get rid of this discouragement. Guess what? You can have victory. You can have victory in Jesus today. Lord, I'm going to pray right now and then I'm going to shift gears. Lord, I thank you for the show tonight. I thank you for these listeners that chose to listen. Thank you that you'll bless them. I thank you, Lord, that may we receive this word. May we be like Joshua and those Israelites in Joshua 8, where God told them, don't be afraid, don't be discouraged. Take that land. Thank you, Lord God, that we're going to, instead of being afraid and cowards, we're going to be brave. And we're going to be fighters. And we're going to win. We're going to have victory. Lord, we're going to have victory over our AIs, whatever they may be. And I thank you, Lord, that we will just get this on the inside of us firmly. And thank you that anyone who doesn't know you, Jesus, is your personal Lord and Savior, they will accept you right now wherever they are and whatever they're doing. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, and I will start with dun 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 dun. That's right, we're talking about Detroit Tiger baseball on Friday night. The Tigers and the Pets, yeah, the Tigers versus Athletics game on Friday night in Oakland looked like a gem. It was for 12 innings. It was scoreless at the end of the 12th. Who does that? That hardly ever happens. Ever. And they got it that way into the 12th inning. But in the 13th inning, Oakland gets walk-off two-runner, and they score two zip. They score two runs, and Oakland wins 2-0. Saturday night, Oakland beats Detroit 2-1. And then Sunday, however, Oakland threw it wide open as they beat Detroit by a score of 6-0. And Francisco gets charged with the loss. He gave up 3 runs on 5 hits in 5 innings. But then the bullpen came in and gave up the other 3 runs as they lost 6-0. Now, for Detroit. Now, Detroit is going to Los Angeles to take on the LA Angels. First pitch tonight at 10:05. Tomorrow night, same thing. And then I assume Wednesday will be a day game with a 4:10 p.m. start. I will verify that so that I have it for tomorrow night. For tonight and tomorrow night, you can listen to both of these if you're going to stay up late. You can listen to these on 104.9 FM or in this area or on 790 AM. Of course, in other areas, the affiliates are different. Go to tigers.com for more information. Now, in the last week, we found out about something very, very, very disturbing about Ohio State. Urban Meyer, one of his assistant coaches, one of the assistant coaches of Ohio State, apparently was not very nice to his wife. Apparently he physically hurt his wife. I will not get into any further details on what he did or anything. Yeah, I don't know. But I will say this. Apparently, Urban Meyer has admitted that in 2015, he lied about not knowing about it. He said he did not know about it when apparently he knew about it. Urban Meyer is right now on administrative leave. I personally think this could lead to the total ruining. This could completely ruin Urban Meyer's coaching career. This is very sad. Not because of the Michigan-Ohio State game, but because apparently he didn't know. Gave me he lied about not knowing about it. And you should not lie at all. Not good to do that. And that it, this assistant who did this needs to go straight to prison. Straight to prison. If he did it. Because this is not right. And we should have way more respect than that. A lot more respect. My Buckeye rant is finished. Now I'm going to bring up something much lighter. The Detroit Lions start preseason this week on Thursday. And yeah, 10 years ago, yeah, I mean, like 9 years ago, you know, after the 0-16 season, I'm sure some people wouldn't have wanted to hear about the Lions and would have thought this is an appropriate thing to end with. But right now in Detroit, I think sports-wise, this might be the best thing we have going right now, might be the Lions. I think. If they start preseason football on Thursday evening, I forget who their opponent is, but they do start on Thursday evening, August 9th. Station details will be forthcoming, or you can hear it. But they start on Thursday evening. Looking forward to the preseason. It's always, even though the preseason doesn't count, it's always cool to start listening to football as the summer slowly wanes. While at the same time, we still have, after today, we still have 28 days until Labor Day. So for most people who live in Michigan, most kids won't be going back to school until after Labor Day. So that means 28 more days to have fun, do stuff, go to the beach, go take a swim, maybe go on a trip somewhere. But at the same time, we get to start watching preseason football and then regular season high school football in about 2.5 weeks. And pro and then college football on Labor Day weekend. So it's going to be pretty cool the next few weeks. And I've said before, that July, I like July most out of that whole summertime, but that's based on the summer stuff. It is pretty cool, too, to watch in late August when you have everything kind of blended in together. You got football standing up, but at the same time, no worry, because there's still a little bit longer to enjoy going to the beach and the water park and hearing all the kids. And getting a suntan and grilling on the grill outside. Oh, yes. Now, folks, I want to remind you that starting in the next few weeks, I'm unveiling something called Football Central on the show. What Football Central is going to be, the content won't be much different from last year. On the football portion of the program, what's different is that it's Football Central. During Football Central, and we're going to talk about football on that portion of the show. It'll generally start around 7:25, 7:30. Go to the end of the show. It'll generally be on Monday night and Wednesday night. That will start on its fullest form on Wednesday, September 5th. However, there will be a shorter form on Wednesday, August 29th. Now, folks, until tomorrow night, I will say until tomorrow night, folks, God first, God always. Remember, please go vote tomorrow. Please, 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 if you live in Michigan, go vote tomorrow. Remember, God first, God always. Good night, everybody. So long.